The Wedding Dress Sewing Circle by Jennifer Ryan. Read by Sophie Roberts. Everyone needs a circle of friends to give support and courage, and I would like to dedicate this book to my writing group, Barb Boehm Miller, Julia Rocky, Emmy Nicklin, and Christina Keller, with warmest thanks. Chapter 1. Clothes Rations, Britain, 1942. 40 coupons per person per year. Women's skirt suit or long coat, 18 points. Dress, 11 points for wool, 7 if not wool. Skirt, 7 points. Blouse or jumper, 5 points. Women's underwear or apron, 3 points each. Stockings, if available, 2 points per pair. Shoes, 7 points. Men's suit or coat, 20 points. Trousers, 8 points. Shirt, 5 points. Men's underwear, 4 points each. Men's socks, 2 points per pair. A yard of fabric, 2 to 3 points. Brides are expected to wear their best dress or skirt suit for their wedding, unless they are in the military, in which case they are to wear their uniform. Source: Ministry of Trade Materials. Chapter 2. Grace Carlyle. The Vicarage, Aldhurst Village, England, January 1942. "I found it!" the Reverend Ben Carlyle's voice called from the attic. Grace felt her breath catch as she dashed across the vicarage landing to see him come down, a long flat box held ceremoniously in his arms, a bittersweet smile on his face. "Where was it?" she breathed. "It was hidden in a corner behind some boxes of books." Her father's black trousers and shirt were flecked with dust, the edge of his white vicar's collar smeared with dirt, but he still looked good for almost 50, Grace thought, with his tall frame and his dark hair silvering at the sides. "Bring it into my bedroom," Grace said as she raced ahead of him, tidying the small bed in the corner, smoothing down the quilt her mother had made for her. "I can't believe you found it, after all these years." He put the box onto the bed. "She always hoped you'd wear her wedding dress." Even 10 years after her death, his eyes still betrayed his grief. Grace worried about him, sitting alone in his study, distancing himself from not just his parish but the world. Already battling shell shock from the last war, her father had been brought so low in his grief after her mother's death that Grace had had to take on much of his parish work, organising weddings and funerals, baking loaves at harvest, and setting up the nativity for Christmas. She'd also taken on his parish visits, looking after the sick or bereaved, helping the poor, fitting them around her job with Mrs. Biscuit at the village shop. The villagers were sympathetic about his seclusion, but Grace fretted over what would happen to the parish once she left for her marital home. "Open it, then," he urged. As she pulled off the box lid, the gleam of ivory satin shone brightly from beneath. "Oh, it's beautiful." "Take it out," her father said. "Let's have a look at it." As Grace pulled the length of shining fabric from the box, a cloud of dust and particles cascaded into the air, a flurry of soft wings bursting out as a dozen moths swept around her bedroom in the shaft of late afternoon sunlight. She let out a gasp, her gaze shifting from the whirlwind back to the dress, beholding the fitted bodice decorated with glistening pearls. "Oh, goodness, it must be pure satin." While he budged open the window in the eaves to let the moths out, her father said, "I hope they haven't eaten the whole thing." Grace brought the dress up to hold against her tall, willowy form, walking over to see herself in the mirror. She was speechless. The dress was truly magnificent. A length of ivory satin swept to the floor, decorated with intricate embroidery of trailing entwined roses, carefully